Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
I wondered why the gray-haired man outside the downtown bookstore was dressed all in fluorescent green. Green t-shirt, green shorts, green tape all over his bicycling helmet even. His bicycle was painted green. This was summer, half a year after St. Patrick's Day. The man, Alan Aiken, explained that he runs a bicycle services company out of Waterbury, Vermont. He had bicycled the 12 miles to Montpelier to put up posters. Postering is one of the services he offers. His business card said his title is Senior Bicyclist. At age 59, he really is a senior bicyclist. He's almost ready to start qualifying for senior discounts. Besides, he told me, I always wanted to have a title. Bicycle messenger services are common in cities like New York, Washington, Chicago, and San Francisco. The close distances, crowded streets, and parking shortages mean that a bicyclist can often deliver documents and small packages within the city faster than someone driving a car. The high population densities mean that there are hundreds of thousands or millions of potential customers within a half-hour bicycle ride. Jim Gregory researched bicycle-related jobs when he wrote the book Cycling for Profit, which came out in 2000. According to Gregory, New York City at the time employed thousands of bicycle messengers. Chicago, hundreds. The smallest cities Gregory mentions are Asheville, North Carolina, where just over 60,000 people support one bicycle messenger, and Missoula, Montana, with a population of 43,000, and four part-time bike messengers. By contrast, Aiken's village of Waterbury has fewer than 2,000 people, and the whole town, including rural areas, is only 7,400. Aiken had biked 12 miles the day I met him for postering in Montpelier, population 8,000. It's not the type of area where bicycle messengers have traditionally thrived. Aiken markets himself as a bicycle services company, not a bike messenger, because he doesn't want to limit business opportunities. For example, distributing posters for plays and other events has become a surprise regular source of income. He's marketed a home safe program for people who want to drive somewhere and drink without a designated driver. Aiken will bicycle to where the client is, use his client's bicycle rack or bring his own to put the bicycle on the car, and then drive the client home. From there, he'll bike himself home. Aiken's actual delivery business seems mostly to be tied to delivering flowers for a local florist. Aiken says he's open to whatever opportunities present themselves. He's now marketing himself for high-visibility business grand openings. With his fluorescent green garb, Aiken would be a high-visibility cyclist. Aiken explained his choice of colors by saying he wanted to be a safe, visible cyclist. He thought about yellow or orange, but realized that fluorescent green is very visible too, and, he says, of course, it's a green business. With the distances he has to cover, and 59-year-old legs, Aiken says he can't compete with car-based messengers on speed. He can offer competitive prices, however, because his costs are pretty limited. It's his cell phone bill that is his major cost. No matter what happens to gasoline prices, Aiken has a low-fuel, resilient business model. He also cites the health benefits of cycling frequently as an advantage of the business. Low speed combined with low population density in central Vermont seem to be the biggest barriers to Aiken's business success. That, plus the risk of flat tires. He says he's working on a technical solution to the flat tires. It doesn't seem like the senior bicyclist at Gear A, his company, is making a lot of money right now. That's common when someone opens up a new commercial niche. On the other hand, Aiken's expenses are low. Maybe his business will take off when gas goes past $4 a gallon again. Or maybe Aiken is just ahead of his time, and younger, faster bicyclists will take over the niche and shoulder him out when higher fuel prices make the business more in demand. Or maybe business will take off as Aiken becomes better known. I think there's a future for more bicycle-based businesses, even in relatively sparsely populated areas, and I'm glad to see Alan Aiken on the road, in his fluorescent green clothes, riding his green bicycle. I'm Carl Ettnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.